Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis. In this episode, we are here visiting with Frisco City Council candidate Bill Woodard. He is running for place four and now into the runoff elections. Bill, welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
Why don't we start with giving people a chance who maybe don't know as much about you, a little bit about your background and why you're a good city council, why you would be a good city councilman, and what made you want to run?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm an 11-year resident of Frisco. I've been in the same house that entire time. Happily married to my wife, Laura. We met about 8 years ago, been married for six now. We have three boys, one in elementary, middle, and high school, so we're kind of spread out with schools. We are a blended family, which makes for a lot of interesting household dynamics with three boys. But it's a lot of fun. They're real great kids. So I actually got involved with the city back in about 2008. Helped out during some of the elections that year. Started getting to know people. Volunteered for some things. Ended up chairing the census committee back in 2009, 2010. Served on the Zoning Advisory Committee and the last two Charter Review Committees. But for the most time, I've spent the last 5.5 years on the Planning and Zoning Commission and have chaired it for the last two. I decided to run last summer once John Keating announced that he was going to run for State House. And looking at the makeup of the council, knowing that we were going to have a lot of turnover because of term limits and John leaving and the possibility of some of the other councilmen running for mayor, thought that it was time for me to step up and volunteer my services at the council level.
Well, it sounds like you have some very good experience in working with the city over the last 6 or 8 years. Planning and zoning has got to be a very busy department.
It is extremely busy. Frisco's growing in leaps and bounds. I think we can all see that on a daily basis. We are the spot that everybody wants to move to now, especially with the $5 billion mile and Legacy West down in Plano. Everybody's moving to this area. So managing that growth is our number one issue right now. That growth causes issues with traffic. It causes challenges for our police and fire departments. When we start adding venues such as the Star and basketball center here, as well as the Rough Riders across the street and then the soccer stadium, that adds a level of complexity with all the visitors coming in that our police and fire have to deal with. So creates a lot of challenges, but it's been a lot of fun working with the various different departments and learning about those things over the last 5 years.
Is preparing for that something that you just manage as much as you can, or is it something where you're actually trying to control or moderate how fast that growth happens so that it doesn't run away from you?
The growth is actually market-driven. If a landowner wants to develop their property, in Texas, we're a very strong property rights state, and they have the right to develop that property. We have plans in place that kind of guide how that happens, but the speed at which it happens is really not something that we can control. What we can do is we can put that roadmap in place. We can make sure that we have the infrastructure there to deal with all those different developers coming in and wanting to do things, making sure that we have the staff resources to do it, making sure that our police and fire can handle their jobs and that we've got the level of services that our citizens have come to expect. So it's a lot of work for the city staff as well as for planning and zoning and city council and all of the other boards and commissions. I mean, we're all meeting on a regular basis. I personally, with planning and zoning, get to meet with engineering and police and fire on a very regular basis. They're almost always at our meetings to answer questions on issues as they come up. So it's been an interesting process getting to know all the different departments, all the different inner workings of everything.
Oh, very good. I know that the growth of Frisco is certainly something that is on everybody's mind because it is happening so fast. I'm about to leave town for 3 weeks. I'm almost afraid I won't recognize it when I come home. you know, my landmarks will have moved. But outside of the growth and trying to manage that as much as possible, what are some of the other issues in running for city council that you're hearing about that are maybe hot button items for you or the people that you've been talking to?
Obviously, the alcohol election, which just happened, was a big issue. I think that's been obviously decided for that specific issue, but I think that's going to open up some conversations for council to have with our residents in the next few months. as to the question of liquor stores more than anything else. That was a subject that I heard a lot from people on was, well, what are we going to do about that? Are we going to allow them or not? So, mm-hmm. So I think we're going to have that conversation here in the near future. The other big thing for me that's really kind of popped over the last couple of years through our hike and bike plan master planning and our parks master planning was the desire that we have different types of venues for older teens and adults to use, and not just the standard ball fields and football fields, baseball fields right. type of situation. So I've always been a big proponent of the open spaces, making sure our developers are putting usable open spaces in the neighborhoods and not just space that's between a wall and a street that nobody's ever going to use. So the connections of our trail systems and how those integrate not only with the residential developments, but the commercial developments and how we get people across town through some of those green belts and some of those creek corridors has been a big thing for me that I'll continue to focus on as well. And it's something that I've heard from our residents that they really want. We're a very active community, and I think our residents are really looking forward to having more of those connections.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that in Frisco, we don't necessarily have the opportunity to do things outdoors that you have if you live in, say, the Bay Area or, you know, in Colorado or something like that. But there are a number of initiatives, trails, and other things that I know the city has been working on. Mm-hmm. One of those is, I think, only fairly recently finished, and it's a trail that runs from where I get on it from about Wakeland High School over mm-hmm. It ends at Teal, mm-hmm. kind of overlooking the golf course. Is there a name for that particular
thing? That's Cottonwood Creek Trail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a super nice trail. It was that's very great. Well done. So are we going to be seeing more of that kind of thing around Frisco?
Yes. We're actually in the middle of our hike and bike plan master plan update. Several years ago, we laid out a master plan that kind of says, here's where we want everything. It's been so many years now. I want to say 6 or 7, probably since we've revisited that, there's been so much growth. It's time to go back and look at that again and say, okay, you know, we've put in some of these connections. We need to validate that some of the others are still where we want them. And are there new ones that we need to make? Mm-hmm. So we're going through that process right now with the Parks Department. I was appointed to that by our mayor back in, I believe it was December. So we're having meetings on that and reaching out to residents. So I'd encourage all the residents to go to the parks website and provide input to that so that we can continue that trail update and figure out where some of those new connections are going
to
go.
Love to see more of that happen. It definitely contributes Absolutely. To the quality of life in Frisco, no question. Okay, Absolutely. Any other particular issues, things that are high on your list of things to keep an eye on?
Police and fire is a big one I mentioned because of growth. With the amount of venues that we have and the increasing number of special events that we have, that puts a strain on those resources. So we need to make sure that we're providing those two groups in particular, in addition to the rest of the city services, but those two groups in particular so that they can provide the protection and the services that our residents want. It's one of the reasons why they've chosen to endorse me in my race, because I've spent some time with them and really come to understand what the needs of those two associations are.
It's a good one. Let's in terms of zoning and planning and growth, what about the traffic? Now, I don't know how much control or influence you and the organization you're a part of has over that, but I've certainly noticed even just in the last couple of years, the traffic seems to be getting almost exponentially worse year after year, and it's only going to go further and further. So are there things in Frisco that we can be doing about that, or is that really up to the NTTA and other outside organizations?
There are local approaches and there are regional approaches as well. We have a thoroughfare master plan that lays out where all of our major thoroughfares are going to be. Frisco's done some really smart things with their road planning over the years. We tend to build four-lane roads, but we buy the right-of-way for all 6 lanes. Okay. So when the traffic on a given road gets to the point where it warrants the additional travel lanes in both directions, we can take that out of the median and we've got those lanes available. So it helps in the master planning process and the construction process that we've thought ahead far enough to go, okay, we know this road is going to need something more later on. So it saves some money for the residents now by not building it out to full scope when it's not needed, but it enables us to expand later on. We're looking at technology changes. There's software now that will change the timing of lights literally on a second-by-second basis, on a dynamic basis, so that it can look at the traffic, know that it needs to change the timing at an intersection, and it just does it automatically. Right now, the way most software works is it's pre-programmed. So it's on right. a cycle of some sort. It may realize that it needs to change that cycle, but you're still on a timing of some manner. So there's some technology things that we do. We're working with the surrounding cities, Plano in particular, with the connections down near Legacy West and where our streets connect with those down in that area. And we're looking at roundabouts in some areas. We've already got about 30 of those in neighborhoods around town. So if you live in a neighborhood with one, that you've probably seen one. But there's a couple of larger ones that are being installed new up at Teal and north of Teal and Rock Hill, I believe. We've got one going in.
Okay, is that north of El Dorado even?
Yeah, that's there? Actually north of Lone Star High School. Okay, so it's wow, it's up almost up to 380. And okay. then, of course, there's a couple here at the Star that there'll be some roundabouts there. And the thing with those is once people get used to them, it keeps traffic flowing so you're not stopping and starting.
Yeah.
And that's a big plus. On the regional level, obviously, NTTA is expanding the tollway to four lanes south of 121. So there's always conversations with them on what changes that they can do to their main lanes. We're adding service road lanes right now to the tollway through Frisco. Mm-hmm. So those things are always being looked at. Unfortunately, it's not just a function of us. It's also a function of what Plano's doing, what Prosper's doing, and what McKinney and Little Elm and everybody else, because everybody funnels through.
Yeah, one way or another, you got to work with all these different organizations, and I'm sure that is just exactly. all kinds of fun on a daily basis.
Exactly, and the city staff has relationships with those as well as the councilmen, so we've got some pretty good working relationships with the surrounding areas.
Okay, well, very good to know. Yeah, I think your experience with planning and zoning would go a long way towards helping to oversee a lot of the things that are going to be happening in Frisco in the future, because as it turns out, growth is not going to slow down anytime soon, I hear.
No, I don't believe it will. Everybody wants to be here for the quality of life, the quality of schools, and we need to make sure we've elect people that can keep us on track and manage that growth and make sure we make smart decisions going forward.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, Bill, thank you very much for joining us today. I want to wish you well in the upcoming runoff election.
Thank you.
I realize that nobody got quite enough votes to just take it outright, but now it's down to two candidates. So in the next one, it's whoever gets the most votes wins, or is
– Yeah, our charter and state law requires that the winner get 50% of the vote plus one.
Okay.
So it'll be whichever of the two of us, and I expect to be me, get more than 50% of the vote.
Well, very good. Well, we're going to wish you well, and we'll hopefully have you back on sometime soon. I think I'd love
Absolutely.
To – you know, this is here to talk about you and to let people get to know you a little bit. But I know no matter how things turn out, we're going to have a lot to talk about. It sounds like you're very involved with the city, and I know that people have a lot of questions about the growth. I'd love to have you back on from time
Absolutely.
To time to update us and let people know what's happening and give us a chance to address some of the aspects of the city's growth that people don't always know and understand very well. I've brought this up several times in the past, but one of the things that was interesting for me to learn was when I interviewed Mayor Masso about a year and a half or so mm-hmm. ago, he talked about the ISO 1 status that the city has and all of the things that go into that and how that is important to us in terms of the money that we save on insurance and things like that. So mm-hmm. I know those were a lot of considerations that you guys have to take into account when you're planning what's going to happen in the future as well. So
absolutely. And our fire department has to go through recertification for that periodically too. So it's important that we maintain that. Like you said, one of the biggest benefits is the insurance rates stay low because of that.
Yeah.
Not to mention our fire department and our police department can get to the residents in a timely manner if needed.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, Bill, thanks again. Appreciate you coming out today. And we're going to have you back on very soon.
All right. I'm
going to go drum up a bunch of questions from the audience. I'm sure they're going to have a ton.
Questions about growth, questions about parks. I've been pretty involved with our parks program with the mountain bike trail that we've got up north along Lone Star High School and with some of that master planning.
Is that expanding, by the way? I've been up there a couple of times. But
we've got 8 miles up there right now.
Oh, is there that much? I didn't.
Yeah, there's actually 8 miles of trail up there. I think we're done with expansion for now. We've used what we're allowed to use with parks, but it'll keep you busy out there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Afternoon. Okay. So I did a little 2 mile loop. I must have missed the right turn off or something.
But. The other turn offs. Yeah, there's 5 loops out there. So
okay,
a lot of beautiful property up there that I think the residents really appreciate.
Yeah, it's good to have. Well, thank you again, and thank you for all of your service to the city.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, guys. Next up, we're going to be talking to I believe Cindy Ash is going to be our final interview, and then it's time for elections. So be sure to get out and vote. Local elections, more than any other, impact your life on a daily basis. Your vote definitely counts. There's no electoral college between your vote and the people that you're voting for. So it really matters. Get out there on Saturday, June 18th. It only takes a couple of minutes. I've never seen much of a line when it comes time to vote. So no excuses to not make it happen. We'll talk to you next time.